latte station, mix, and grab that shift drink. Because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Yeah. Happy Tuesday, Jeffy. It's, what was it, two for Tuesday? Wait, what were we calling it?
Thursday.
Too busy for Thursday, so you get a too busy Tuesday. Two chicken and a biscuit Tuesday.
Ooh, I'll give you a two-piece.
There you go. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, ladies and gentlemen, on a super secret makeup show. That's right. When you get up tomorrow morning, you're going to get a brand new, fresh, out of the oven episode of Plum Love Foods Live on your audio device for your Wednesday working pleasures, Jeffy. That's what we're doing. We missed last week. You know what happened?
Brown and delicious.
We were just busy, Jeffy. It's just the summertime. We're just slammed.
Oh, dude, it's burned out August for Jeffy. I'm like, I'm ready to light my hair on fire.
Well, I was there with you, bro. I was totally there with you until completely out of the blue. And fortunately, I'm sorry, I have to get the levels fixed, guys, because we'll talk about it in a minute. My computer died. I'm using a different computer.
Boom.
Yeah, let me turn this level down. But Sunday night, Jeffy, I was off. And I got to go to the wonderful place called the Surf Lodge.
Yeah, and you watched country music, which freaked me out a little bit. But
dude, he was so good. Brett Young. I don't know.
Brett Young.
He was really good, dude. Like, really, really good.
What kind of country was it? Was it like Waylon Jennings or was it like Garth Brooks?
Neither. Very poppy country. Like, here, I'm going to talk personal.
I hate it already.
Nah, it wasn't bad, dude. And like, at the moment, like, over the water and like... We were at tables that cost $15,000 a table.
I'm
Jeff.
Sure, dude, you can't beat the Surf Lodge sunset.
Bro, he's the guy that sings that, in case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you. That song.
That sounds like every country song I've ever heard.
No. All the other country songs go like this. Well, I got my dog and I went to the boat. He fell off the boat. Now he's dead in a moat. I got a new belt buckle and four wives. Hopefully I don't have to drink again. There's my truck. Sometimes the lines just don't rhyme.
That was a really bad song.
No. That's my favorite song of all time. You didn't like that one?
Don't make me drink again. There's my truck.
Yeah, I lost my truck. You didn't like it. Well, anyway, listen, this guy was there. It was great. I was hanging out with my good friend, Michelle Regusis, friend of the show.
Actually, treated Brett Young.
He was so good. And I was all into it. So there's lots of pictures all over the internet of me at this show, which is hysterical. And one of which, as you saw, Jeffy, I have officially made it. Because what you guys don't understand, Surf Lodge is basically, it's all celebrities. It's very, how do you describe it, Jeffy? It's not a restaurant. It's a
bar. I wouldn't say it's all celebrities, but I'd say it's like, everyone in there is
designers
to themselves, for sure.
This, like, I was hanging out with a bunch of models.
Yeah, they're all somebody. You know what I mean? It's not like, nobody is just like Bill. It's like the Bill.
Right. It's the first Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
It's Bill. Bill's here.
It's not just like Bill. Right. It's like, oh, Bill's here.
Well, as you saw, Jeffy, I finally officially made it in life. I made it on to Bethany Frankel from Real Housewives of New York. I made it to her Instagram story from being at Surf Lodge.
Did you get her autograph?
I have a great Bethany Frankel story, too, from when I was doing stuff on BET, but I did not. I didn't even know she was there. There's so many people.
You were on Rap City?
I do Rap City. I'd like
to. Did you do 106 in Park? Let me find out.
No? I could do that show.
Dude, I could see you hosting that show.
I did a show called Arise 360.
Arise? But you dunked. It was a dunk competition?
No, I was a guest. It was a talk show.
Oh.
I went on there and made chicken wings, and I made, like, we drank malt liquor. It was good.
Oh, Demo King shit. I got you.
Yeah. You know the deal.
I got you.
Anyway. I'm on Bethany Frankel's Instagram, on her Instagram story, and it's so freaking funny, dude, because my friend who works in local radio here sent me a text, and she goes, I can't decide if you're Godzilla and you're about to eat all the skinny white people, or your token white guy with a beer and his arms up in the air. And I just said, yes, I was both.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Token white guy. No, Godzilla.
Yeah, you definitely had the Godzilla look. Like, that was a six-pack plum.
I was in like Flynn, baby. You have no idea. The alcohol kept coming. We were having a great time on the water.
Where was the wing gal? That's what I want to know. Was she in the picture?
Which one? Oh, the Michelle. Wing
gal. Yeah.
She was right beside me consoling some French model whose father died. Michelle, first of all, Michelle was what? Amazing there. We walked in the door. She goes, holy shit, Plum. Does anybody here eat? Because they're all so skinny.
Yeah, no, it's gross.
And then she's like frothing at the mouth. She's like, oh, I can't. Everybody here is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And that's the kind of place it is. I mean, literally, the table, it's $15,000 to get a table where we were. It was crazy.
Yeah. Listen, that's why I like it, because we stand out, because there's all these, like, emaciated, muscle-bound people. It's like, man, eat a sandwich. Get that Buddha body. Come over
sandwich.
Here.
Eat a sandwich.
I mean, they're like, nobody eats bread in that whole place. It just bothers me. It's like, you know. I don't know.
It was a lot of fun, though. I mean, look, it's a great place to see a venue. It's a great venue to see gorgeous. An artist. And
gorgeous. The sunsets there are worth the price of admission alone.
Amazing. And then, of course, we ended the night going to Frank Pinello's place, Best Pizza, which was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love the Best Pizza. Shout out to Frank and Hugo at Best Pizza. Those guys are awesome.
And my new good brother, Brian, over there.
Oh, and Brian. Okay, shout out to Brian, too. Best Pizza. Best Pizza and Dive Bar in Brooklyn. Check them out. Check them out here in Amagansett if you can. They're awesome.
Great spot. They make their own cheese, man. It's dope.
Yeah, no, they're the real deal, man. I mean, their dough is fantastic. The sauce, the toppings. I don't usually like too many pizzas in the Hamptons, to be completely honest. And I was really impressed with their pizza.
It's damn good pizza, man. It's a great spot. If you're in New York City area, go to Brooklyn and check them out. They're great stuff. But being such a busy weekend, Jeffy and I, we couldn't do the show. We were texting back and forth all day and texting with our guests. And I was just like, dude, I can't do it. I'm not going to be home in time, because I had a bunch of people at work and I couldn't get out. And Jeffy was like, you said, yeah, me too. And it's going to be tough. And
yeah, I was like, I will be there at 10:40.
Yeah.
I was like, I was hoping you were going to get it started and I could slide in.
Yeah.
And like I like Dave.
Yeah, well, it just didn't work out, man. So, you know. But we got a great show tonight. This is Makeup Tuesday. What was it? Redo Tuesday. You had a great acronym. What was it?
Too Busy for Thursday Tuesday.
Too Busy for Thursday Tuesday. But here's the best part. Your boys over here, Jeffy and Plum, we may have missed Thursday. But just because we're doing a Too Busy for Thursday so you get a Tuesday show doesn't mean you're not going to get a Thursday show this week as well.
That's right.
So it's going to be a twofer. That's right. Two shows this week, ladies and gentlemen. Two shows. That's right. We've got to keep those numbers going. That's what we're going to do. And again, we appreciate everybody checking out the show. Please rate, review, subscribe. Tonight, though, it's going to be all about knives. Our good friend Mike from Ergo Chef is going to be stopping by talking about knives. The brand new Guy Fieri knife we just gave away last week.
Oh, my God. And it didn't come to me, guys.
Yeah, I know. I tried.
I was upset about that.
But you know who did win? Our buddy Food Fire Knives. You're so happy for him. He's going to get that knife pretty soon, I'm guessing, so we're stoked for him.
Awesome.
A lot of entries. Dude, we had like 200 entries or something like that. It's pretty cool.
That's sick. That's super sick.
And of course, this week, guys, we're doing the giveaway from Spiceology. You got to check that out. Dude,
it's huge.
Complete spice makeover in your restaurant, in your kitchen, in your home kitchen, whatever you prefer. They're going to come in, replace all your current spices with Spiceology product, brand new stuff, super high quality. All you got to do is jump on the Instagram, check out the picture in my feed, tag a friend, make sure you're following everybody, subscribe to this show, and you're entered, and we'll pick a winner. It's Christmas in August at Plum Love Foods. That's what we're doing, Jeffy.
Yeah,
Christmas
it is. Christmas in August.
It's Santa, Jeffy.
Formerly for freedom.
Formerly for freedom.
Formerly for freedom giveaways in August. Xmas time.
That's right. And of course, tonight, we also have, along with Mike joining us, our brand new good brother, Matt Gordon from Blue Tape Times on Instagram. If you guys haven't checked this out, you got to check him out.
Blue Tape Times.
Freaking hysterical, man. He posts one of those, like, it's one of those accounts that show funny kitchen labels, and this guy's great. So we're going to help him out.
You know what? If you're a chef, this guy will make you laugh. Because every single person has dealt with this in the kitchen, at least in my experience.
100%, man, no doubt about it. So look, Jeffy, what I want to do is pop the top on a cold one. I want you to put your foot up. Jeffy's got a hurt foot, everybody. I want you to put your foot up. Grab yourself a beverage. Light one up, whatever it is you're doing. We're going to take a break. Yep. We'll be right back with our friend Mike Stipe from Ergo Chef Knives. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. Be right back, guys. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
It's one small step for man, one giant step for man.
It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Oh, yeah. Coming right back, Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Ooh. Chef Jeff.
Back at.
Jeffy, how important is your knife in your knife bag?
I love all my knives equally. I have one that is really special to me that I use very often. I have four that I put above all others.
So do you rate them like you rate your kids?
No, more like the way I rate and like
you rate other people's wives.
Yes.
Okay.
How I chose my wife is exactly how I chose my knives.
All right. Well, the good news is, Jeff, is that I feel like there's always knife info out there. We got a knife expert on tonight hanging out with us. One of my good brothers, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, friend of the program, great human beings, but they also make a fantastic product over there. Mike Stipe from Ergo Chef is joining us. Mikey, what's happening, brother? How are you?
What's up, Plum? What's up, Jeff? How you guys doing?
Oh man,
you know,
so
we're
good
here having on a makeup Tuesday. What'd you call it, Jeffy? I can't remember it.
Too busy for Thursday Makeup Tuesday.
That's right. That's what we got going on. Mike, I want to apologize off the bat for Thursday kind of falling through on us, man. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, no worries, man. That was it's all understood. You guys are chefs, living the life, living the dream, and busier than me.
Well, it's just
busier
the time of year. It's just the time of year right now. This is when we're crazy busy. So sometimes things happen. We get stuck places. You know, it's just the way it goes. And listen, we've been doing this show for how many weeks straight, Jeffy, with no break? A lot.
a lot. I don't even know. I lost track. We just do it.
35, 40
weeks.
That's
a big number.
Yeah, I don't know. But Mike, always love talking to you, man. Always love breaking knowledge. But before we get into some knife questions and stuff like that, I want to talk about the brand new knuckle sandwich, the Guy Fieri knife you guys just put out. This knife is fucking amazing.
Sick.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it awesome? That was a kind of a big work in progress. You know, we started over a year ago designing that knife, and we tried coming out with this big, bold, bad, crazy ass knife that was going to, like, you know, chop a chicken's head off, chop your vegetables, chop, you know, I have to get one of those cock blocks, by the way. I had no idea they existed.
Oh, it's a cutting board they make, this company. I don't know. They're tchotchkes or something.
That's intense. But and I like the splatter shield idea, though, because sometimes, you know, when you're hacking up your vegetables, your meat, I mean, the stuff flies. It can end up flying, especially if your knife's dull.
It's a safety hazard for your eyes.
It can be a safety hazard, absolutely. Designing a knife, though, I mean, you think about a knife. It's a handle and a piece of steel, right? But there's a lot more into it than just the basic handle and steel. It's the shape of the knife. It's the weight of the knife. It's the balance of the knife. It's the quality of the steel. I think of this knife for Guy Fieri like a really good meal that you guys put together as chefs. You're going to use the best components to give your guests the best taste, the best flavor, the best experience they can have when they bite into the food you're preparing, whatever it is. And it's the same way with a knife. If you skimp on quality components and quality materials, the knife is going to fail somewhere, or the customer's not going to be satisfied, or it's not going to be balanced right, or it's not going to hold an edge. And this knife is spot on. It's money. AUSA Japanese steel from Aki, Japan, the G10 handle. And when we went through iterations with Guy and showing him different design concepts, and then we tried a one size out. The first knife I was talking about that we designed, and I think you saw it, Plum, and you actually held the thing. It was like a pound. It was way too heavy. We were like overzealous. I was like, I want to create this blade that's just going to go through everything, bone, the whole nine yards, look like a mean, like just serious knife. I didn't want a really swashbuckler style knife, but this was a swashbuckler type knife. It was like a
Bowie knife.
Pirate knife. It was kind of like a Bowie, but really thick. So we had to trim the thickness down. We had to skim the handle a little
bit.
Wait,
Mike, I want to stop you. Mike, when you said Guy this, you're like, hey, check out this knife we made for you. It's 9.5 pounds. Was he like, what are you doing?
9.5 pounds. No, it was just 1 pound. But, he said he actually said it's badass. He said this thing is serious. It's almost a little too serious. And then we all got kind of more serious and said, really, in the kitchen with a chef cutting for a few hours, this is not really gonna work. So we trimmed it down and made it into what it is today. And I think you guys both saw it in the office at one point.
Oh, yeah.
But they're finally, you know, in stock. When were they supposed to be in stock? In April or May? We had a little bit of delay in the production and the fine tuning of everything because we're so picky at what we do. We had to stop some production processes and refine them a little bit better. And we came out with this knife finally at the end of June. They arrived in our warehouse.
And it's amazing looking, man. Talk about the knife, like with the sheath, though, and like how it fits on your belt. It's so awesome.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the knife, yeah, we wanted to have it not just an ordinary edge guard, right? This plastic piece that slides over your blade to protect your knife when it's not used. But then we wanted to be able to, let's just go to the next extent and have something you can carry. So we went to the Kydex sheath. It's just like a gun holster. It's got a clip on it that clips onto your belt if you want to hold it on your belt. You can also unscrew the clip if you don't like it. And, I mean, for some people, most chefs probably won't wear it on their belt. But if you're camping or something, you're out doing hunting or anything, I mean, you could take it with you. This thing's going to hold up.
It has that utility feel to it like that, though. Like you use it in the kitchen or camping.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you could. It'll withstand that. It holds up fairly well in the elements. I mean, we hacked a bottle in a video with Darren.
Yeah.
You know, my knife guy, Darren Diesel, he's a sharpener at Ergo Chef, and we decided one day just to fly out. Well, walk outside. We flew off the cuff and just said, take a water bottle and just hack it up and see what it does. And I think you guys saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
Four slices. I mean, just cut the water bottle like nothing with the water in it. And it was pretty cool.
I'd say this knife is ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Oh.
Yes. That's another one. Zombie apocalypse. That would be a good knife to do, a zombie apocalypse knife. You know how many we'd sell?
All right. No, definitely.
Especially if you could sell it. It's the Guy Fieri knife for the apocalypse.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sold. I actually don't physically own this knife yet. I'm gonna come get one tomorrow. I'm gonna come buy one. I want one of these knives.
Yeah. I need one too.
Yeah, you guys do have to pick yours up. Well, I haven't seen you in a while. I've been busy.
But look, Mike, it's a great segue into it because listen, you make so many amazing knives over there at Ergo. The Shinzui is a great knife. I mean, so many great knives, but dude, I just stick
Crimson
with my
series. I have one of those. It's amazing.
The Crimsons. That's right. But I just stick with my Pro series, man. You're always trying to like upgrade me, and I'm like, I'm good. I like this. I mean, it's just like such a well-made knife.
Yeah, yeah. That was our first line. The Pro series started us, man. That was when my brother was designing stuff with me and some engineers at my dad's machine shop way back in. He started that in 1996, if you can believe that.
Wow.
96, 97. He was a chef. He was graduated Johnson & Wales. I think he graduated 91 or 2.
Right.
And he was chefing. And, he developed that tendonitis and carpal tunnel, which kind of sidelined him a little bit. And he's like, let's design something. And the doctor said, yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to design something that's not going to affect your wrist as bad as your traditional knives. And, you know, bingo, it ended up working. It was a fledgling design that started a company. And here we are, 2002 to 2019. Now we're still cranking and working with some big names and
yeah, totally.
You know,
it's awesome.
And now, you guys,
listen,
and Plum, you're a big proponent, man. I thank you so much for, you know, having me on the show and just being a friend, but using the stuff and genuinely just loving the product and the quality. And that's where it helps us the most, you know, when people like you and you talk to other chefs and they try it and they go, you know what, this is a serious product. I mean, Ergo Chef, all right. It's not a big name. Like, it's not the big brand names you hear all the time that people are cranking out, but for the value and the price proposition that we have, it is a knife. It works and it's great for home and the professionals. But
and the comfort,
has,
yeah,
the, you know, the comfort too. Yeah.
Once you use one, I'm telling you, like I used it at Mohegan. I guess when I got the Crimson series, Plum gave me one. He already had one, and I used it, and I've been using it. It's in my house. I keep it at the house.
Oh, nice.
We use it. My family uses it. We all love it. It's a very well-made, comfortable. It's very comfortable. It's nice to chop with. It's like I really want to get this Guy Fieri one for my bag.
Well, it's one of those things where it just has that feeling. I think a feeling is such an important thing with a knife, you know, to have that comfort level in your hand to feel comfortable with it. I mean, look, my Pro Series that I use the 8-inch Pro Series Santoku. This knife is amazing. It's like I said, Mike's tried to upgrade me several times, and I just keep going back to it. And I mean, I use it for everything. I was deboning fish with it this weekend.
That's awesome.
I mean,
so you're using the 7-inch Santoku. Do you have an 8-inch chef knife too? Of ours,
just a Santoku. It's all I have.
Okay,
it works great.
Cool.
I don't want to switch. I'm so used to it. Yeah. I've started cutting left-handed with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, well, you're ambidextrous. See, I can't do that. I'll cut my fingers off.
Oh, I've watched you try to cut things. It worries me to begin with.
Oh.
Even with your
good
hands.
Yeah, like those
knife
skill 101 classes, right?
There you go. Hey, you know what's also great, though, too? I don't think we talk about it nearly as much as we should have, and we planned on it. We just don't. You guys put this air fryer out, man, and this thing is just baller. It's football season. I use it every Sunday to make wings with. I mean, how's the air fryers doing?
Yeah, they're cranking, man. I think we only have a couple hundred left. We got to reorder.
That's good.
Like now, for the big holiday season, you know. So they're great. It was something that one of our customers wanted, and we're like, you know, let's get into it. And we started dissecting them like we always do. You know, we have to go through this long process. It's almost like you want to strangle yourself when you get into a process of designing anything with Ergo Chef, because we have to do it to the nth degree. It's like, can't we just get one and you know, put a name on it and have it? It's going to be fine, and let's sell it. And let's just concentrate on the marketing, not so much on the development phase. And we have to overdevelop sort of everything, and it's almost like, but at the end, in the end, it's a product that works. Yeah, this is our first time doing an air fryer. There's a few things we found that we will definitely upgrade in the future, but little minor things that don't really affect the functionality of it. I mean, it works great, right, Plum? I mean,
it works amazing.
We're the guy that ran the test for us. I mean, we said, hey, Plum, you want to run some things? He said, what the heck's what, air fryer? He's like, how's that going to cook stuff really good? I need a deep fryer. It's oil. It's all about oil. And I'm like, well, Plum, just take it and use it. And I need some recipes. You want to work with us? He's like, sure, I'll do some recipes for you. So what happened?
Well, listen, when you said to use the air fryer, I looked at you like you had seven heads. I was like, what? An air fryer? But, Jeff, you've got one now, too, don't you?
Yes, sir. Right under the cabinet. We use it all same thing. I fry a lot of wings in it.
Yeah, it's
like
awesome.
My favorite thing to do wings in. We also do french fries in it, tater tots for the kids. It's great. You know, it's kind of guilt-free frying.
It's awesome.
It makes us happy.
It really
makes
works really well, man. So you guys did a great job designing it. I mean, I fell in love with it, literally. I was like, why have I not been using this?
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah. I got mine down in the basement because we don't have room on the counter. So my wife's like, hey, when it's not in use, it's going in the basement. I'm like, okay, it's not convenient at that point. You know, I want to warm up pizza. Dude, warming up leftover pizza is the best.
Is it? I haven't thought of that.
If you never warmed up, it makes the pizza better. You get the best pizza there is, it makes it better.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
I'm pulling that thing out. That's an amazing idea. I hate pizza in the microwave.
My gosh, it ruins it, right?
Oh,
you get another level of crispiness, yet there's a soft, soft, pliable, like doughy part of the crust in it with a crunch, and then it's great.
Damn, warming pizza in the pizza in the fryer. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
It is. Obviously, you're getting a couple pieces in there, is all. But hey.
Hey,
it's worth the wait.
It's a dietary tactic. That's what we're doing.
It only takes 2 minutes, and it's warm. It's ready.
Damn, that's only 120 seconds, Jeffy. That's how quickly I can do math.
You're fucking fast.
See? There you go.
And you're not a rocket scientist?
Oh, no. I am. I build rockets, and I do science.
You have a dog named Rocket.
I do have
Are you a
dog
pastry
name.
Chef? Do you have a pastry chef?
No.
That's a lot of measuring.
That's true. So, Mike,
I do pastries.
You do a lot of pastries, Jeffy, and you make great pastries. But, Mike, what's new for ErgoChef? Like, what's next on the horizon coming up for the holiday season? I can't believe I just said that. It's not even September yet, but it's true. What's coming up? What are you guys thinking about? What's in the pipeline?
Pipeline. Well, you know, funny you ask. We're actually working on an improved bag for the Big 13 Pocket.
Oh, good.
Can't go into too many details because it's going to be a little bit different and unique, but may have a few items and ideas that you actually mentioned for the bag too. So we're working on that. We're trying to tighten things up, make it a little more durable and hefty so you can throw this thing around like, you know, a Ruth Buzzy purse and smack somebody if you had to. So it could go over as a weapon, or it can hold 20 pounds of tools that you have without a problem. So. That's one of the things we're working on.
I just want to give Jeff some context there. So, Jeffy, I've got a great Ergo bag I use, and yeah, I don't carry anything crazy in my bags. I have several knives, and occasionally I roll up my apron in the bag, you know, like we've been doing forever.
This is a 13 pocket bag you're talking about, the biggest one we sell, which is probably the slowest mover we sell. We sell a lot more nines and fives, but go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But... You know, I walk through New York City, and I've got my knife bag on me. I chuck it in the back of the car, or I'm driving home, and I grab the knife and come inside. And, you know, like, it's not – I don't want to say, like, I handle it like it's glass, you know, like I'm holding some, like, egg. But, like, I don't beat it up too much, but the straps sometimes aren't the best on them. But, you know, I showed Mike, and he immediately, of course, they fixed it. They give me another one. They handle it immediately. And
hold on. So you blame Mike for you being so robust with muscle that you pop the straps all the time? I think it's a little unfair.
I mean, I don't blame him.
No, right?
I blame him. He's number four.
That's kind of messed up. I mean, you can't be so big and muscular and like Adonis-like running around New York City carrying a knife bag, and then it breaks, and then you say it wasn't. It obviously isn't the knife roll.
You guys, we're talking about a WWE ex-wrestler here.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I know.
I blame Mike.
Plum, the ex-wrestler.
I blame Mike. And he's fourth on the list of people I blame.
Oh, man. No, I know that. You know what? There's some really cool straps that we found that actually come on a JBL Extreme 2 speaker.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever seen these speakers, guys? Not to get off track. But
I don't think I have.
This strap is like heavy duty nylon. It's got steel clasps on it, plus a steel bottle opener. So who doesn't need a beer opener on their knife bag?
Are you telling me the knife bags have a beer opener on it?
Yeah, well, why not, right?
Yeah. No? What a great fucking idea. Yeah. Jeff, did you hear that?
I think it's an amazing idea. I want one right now.
Hey, I thought it was pretty cool. And it's on my JBL Extreme 2 speaker, which is great for tunes, right? Chefs listen to music, so...
Wait, is there going to be a JBL Extreme 2 speaker built into the new Ergo Chef knife bag? Jeff, do you hear that? You get a bottle opener and a speaker in your bag.
Yeah.
Holy
shit. That would
be
pretty extreme.
Wow. It's a Bluetooth speaker, right? That's amazing. Built in.
Maybe you could get the Plum Edition bag. Mm. We could push it everywhere we go.
Yeah. Have a built-in
Wi-Fi
or Bluetooth so you can hear it, and it automatically tunes into Plum Love Foods.
There you go. Listen, he's got it all figured out. This is why he does marketing.
That's not a bad thing.
Dude, well, you can put Bluetooth speakers in there. I'm telling you what, that would actually not be a bad idea.
That wouldn't be.
I'm telling you how many people need speakers in their kitchen. I was in our buddy Dave's kitchen in Montauk, our friend Dave Boredom, and he has he's like, I can't play music and my iPhone is not loud enough. Dude, if he had two speakers, stereo speakers, built into his knife bag, he'd be the happiest person ever.
Dude, yeah, that'd be sweet.
All right, that's
some good ones too.
That's an upgrade.
I like this idea. I like where we're going with this.
A beer opener.
Speakers. Let's get the engineers. Let's hit the drawing board.
All right, come on over, guys. Tomorrow we'll draw it all out in CAD and we'll have
build
it done.
This up. I'll call JBL. We'll
be ready by Christmas.
Push it out.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's kind of dope.
And it is kind of cool.
Good to have a plug-in lithium battery.
That would be
rechargeable.
It can't be hard to do.
I saw purses at Walmart that had that in it for phones. Didn't have speakers, but they could charge.
Mm. Yeah.
The technology's available.
It's there.
Well, hey, I wanted to ask you guys a question about your knives.
Go ahead.
Okay, so being chefs in the kitchen or you know, professional cooks for somebody, personal chefs, what's the fastest way you guys need to bring your edge up to that razor sharp cutability you need when you're in the kitchen? Like, what do you use to quickly bring that edge back?
I usually go with a diamond steel.
You do? Okay.
I have a honing steel, just a standard honing steel.
Okay. And you find that does enough for you?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I keep my knives pretty sharp, too. So then I just, in between cuts and stuff, I usually just like, and then put it down.
Okay, so you regularly stone them and stuff, or you just bring them in to?
I'll bring them in and... they usually I have a guy who does some of my knives with a belt, and some are done with a stone, like a whetstone.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's good. Yeah, that works. That's important. I just wanted to bring that up because so many people at home have a block of knives and they have their honing rod in there, or some of them come with sharpeners, and it just sits there. It's the one item that doesn't get used as much as it needs to get used, so that their knives maintain an edge or some form or shape of an edge, so that it can be easily, easily kept up, easily maintained, and they lose it. And we sharpen knives for everybody locally here that wants to bring them in and have us do it professionally on stones and on. We have ceramic belts, special belts that'll cut it really nice, but just a little maintenance goes a long way, right? I mean, you maintain your blade. You don't have to sharpen them all the time, and it'll just extend the life of your blades as well. So I just wanted to bring that up and just ask you guys what you use. I know, Plum, you had one of our spring-loaded tungsten carbide.
Oh, yeah. That
sharpeners.
I have that here at the house. I've been using matter of fact, I did it today for lunch. It works fantastic.
Doesn't that thing work great? It's the best $9.99 you could ever spend. It's a little tungsten carbide inserts. They're about an inch long inside that cut inch and a quarter, and they're spring loaded so that when you put your knife in there on an angle, tip down and pull it through, it actually follows the blade nice and smooth, and cuts steel when your tip's down. So it actually sharpens it to an 18 degree edge. And then if you put the tip up, it'll actually, you can pull it through and it'll hone your blade. So you have both in one, all on tungsten carbide. It's not like there's a ceramic set of rods in there or anything. It's all tungsten carbide. And it maintains your knives great. And if your knife's dull, it'll cut it and sharpen it. And allow
It works really well. Mike always has these gadgets. And I'm like, this is bullshit. And then I use it. I'm like, wow, it actually works really well.
I want to check it out. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I got to do a video on that, just using that alone, because it's just one of those things that I think people look at and they see a price tag on it of $9.99 and go, oh, probably a piece of crap. It's not going to work.
Right.
For $9.99, how good is it going to be in your kitchen? And then we have the two-stage ones, and they're good too. They cost a little bit more because there's actually ceramic rods in there and tungsten carbide, but they don't move. The tungsten carbide inserts are solid. And I actually find and think that the spring-loaded mechanism works better, and it's less money.
Yeah, so it works really, really well. No doubt about it. I got to grab Jeff one when I'm in there, man, because they really do work well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
These do.
Well, guys, it's about that time. I want to add our buddy from Blue Tape Times here to the phone call, but I'm not sure if I can get him on without hanging up on you guys. So if I do, I'll buzz you back immediately.
Okay.
So just bear with me here when I get him on, because it could potentially. I'm trying to add him to the call here, but it's not letting me do that as easy as I want to. I'm trying one more time here. Live. Here we go. But sometimes it doesn't work as well if you haven't become friends yet on the Skype. So. But the good part is that we'll get him on here in a second. He can tell us all the fun stuff. Matt Gordon from Blue Tape Times. Should be fun to talk to him.
Cool.
You've all seen how that happens, right, Jeff? The tape on stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the idea
and
here.
And I follow Blue Tape Times, so I see it even more now.
All the time, right? All right, let me hit the button here so I can get him going. No. There we go. Let's see if we can get him on just like this. Here we go. Now I think I can get it. I apologize, gentlemen. It's this newfangled stuff we have.
Newfangled.
But, yeah, so, Mike, the fun part is that I always feel like you guys have something cool coming up, something new coming up, some kind of new product you're working on. Especially coming into the holiday season here. I'm excited about the new knife bag. I can't wait to see that. What's something else you guys have going on?
At the moment, that's it. We got, well, there's a few other things, but I can't really talk about them. We're kind of trying to develop a new juicer or blender, sport blender.
I think
we're
great.
Working on that. Working on another air fryer, something a little bit different in style and shape and functionality, a little bit easier for say.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
So, hey, there we go. Sorry, Mike, you got it. You just kind of chimed right in there. No worries. We got Matt Gordon from Blue Tape Times joining us right now. Matt, it's Chef Plum right here, of course, Chef Jeffy. And then we're joined also by the one, the only, Mike Stye from Ergo Chef Knives. How are you this evening, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. Listen, I apologize for everything getting all fucked up. We've had crazy scheduling. This is like my crazy busy season. I have 10 weeks of the year where shit is just fucking nuts, and this is the middle of it.
Man, it's all good. We all know how this industry can be. You know, some things happen at the last minute. It's really tough to plan sometimes. I get it.
No doubt about it. Matt, so we're talking to our buddy Mike Stye from Ergo Chef here.
What's up,
he
man?
Just right before we got you on here, he was talking about his new air fryer they got coming out. Man, you ever used an air fryer?
Yeah, actually, I have. It's awesome. It works kind of like a dehydrator, just a lot faster.
It works pretty good, man. I'm telling you. And if you haven't done so yet, you should check out Ergo Chef, brother. They got some great products over there. I'm telling you. Matt, where are you at? What state are you in?
We're in California, man. Southern California.
Nice, brother. Nice. Well, we're over here on the East Coast, New York area. So it's definitely later here for us than you, but that's all right, man. Good times. Brother, talk about what you got on Instagram, man. Jeffy, give him a little plug really quick so the people can know where they find him.
You want to check him out at Blue Tape Times on Instagram. It's hilarious. He's dropping stuff daily.
Mike, you got to follow them on Instagram, man. His shit is I laugh every single night. I look at your Instagram. You're one of the last guys I look at night before I go to bed. Does that make me weird?
No, man. That makes you my hero, man. That's awesome. Thank you for the support. Yeah, it's been a slow start. I mean, it's only been going for about 6 weeks now. I actually, like, a funny story is when I started it, I'm working at this really crazy popular restaurant. I mean, 1,000 covers a day on a Monday all day long.
Wow.
We have a couple walk-ins, you know, there's a couple of them, and it was getting so hot that I would just literally go take my breaks in the walk-in and, like, just started noticing. I'm like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. There's so much content. Like, I need to post this, you know, I need to like make an account.
And, dude, wait, so are all the posts from your restaurant?
No, the first week it was, and the whole time I was just trying, that was, I mean, the first couple hundred followers are obviously the hardest, especially for something like that.
Of course.
So I kind of just had to, for the sake of having content. But as soon as I could afford to not do that, I just post other people's stuff. That was kind of the idea, is more to build a community, because we all see this stuff every single day, and it's hilarious. We laugh to ourselves, and I'm getting messages from, you know, other countries. Like, this is just, there's this hashtag that's just unanimous for this type of thing. It's just hashtag cooks can't spell, and it's just so true. Like, we all know it, you know, we all see it.
Dude, absolutely.
So funny, man. I couldn't agree more. I remember watching some of the crazy things that would happen. I told a story before on this program, Matt, how when I was a very, very young cook in my 20s, early 20s, might not even been 20, I think I was 19, the chef had told me to make sure everything gets labeled, me and the guy that was closing. And so we, everything was done, so we went out front, we were hanging out for a little bit, talking to some girls, you know what you do when you're 19, whatever, and talking to some servers. And the general manager goes, "Hey, did you guys label everything? Didn't the chef tell you to label everything?" We said, "Yeah, everything's labeled." And he was like, "Are you sure?" And I said, "We'll go double check, but yeah, I'm pretty sure." I don't like to be questioned, brother. So, even to this day. So, they come in next morning, and bro, everything is labeled. I mean, everything. Ceiling tile, 1028. Refrigerator, 1028. Chef office, 1028. Tile on floor. Oh, I mean, fucking everything. I got in so much trouble, but it was fucking hysterical. If we had had Instagram in the 90s, Jeffy, it would have been awesome.
Oh, man. I wish. I did the opposite. When we were, I ran a catering company, and we would write, like, short stories on every deli container. Like, I would use all the adjectives that I could think of to describe something. So it'd be like, 7 chilies from the mountains of Asia remind me of the first time I had bang bang chicken bites, or, you know, whatever. And I was like, it would just be like these, like, shout out to my homeboy Chris Lynch, because me and him did it. And we drove our chef crazy. She would, because then everyone that worked there was Latin and they could barely read. So we would be like, it would be like, "Go get the whatever." And you'd see them in there just looking at all these words and just freaking out. And we'd be like, "Hurry up! Where's the 7 chili sauce?" And, like, they'd just be laughing hysterical in the other room.
That's hysterical.
There's this lady that she's been one of my, like, longest supporters. And she's actually a culinary instructor up in Washington. So a lot of stuff that she sends me, it seems like a very basic program. So it'll be, like, funny things that her students will take literally. Like, for example, she was teaching them how to make syrup, and they were making a ginger syrup, and the student said, "How do I cool off this ginger syrup?" And it's in, you know, a basic boiling water pot, and she goes, "Pour the syrup in a shallow pan and let it cool." And the picture is literally the same pot he was boiling it in sitting inside of a shallow pan. It's like taking it taking it way too literally. And another picture she sent me was they were using tomato paste, and it was like a single serving size, real small can of tomato paste. They didn't use all of it, so the student says, hey, chef, can I just wrap this up with saran wrap and put it in the fridge? She says, no, you need to put it in a separate container, label it, dated,
right.
Wrap it, and then put it in the fridge. So the picture is that same tin can inside of a quart container.
Oh, I mean, well, he's not wrong, right?
He's not wrong.
Absolutely not wrong. Oh, my God. He's not wrong. Holy shit, dude. So how many are you getting? So I know they count still new, and it's going to build nonstop, man. The key thing with it, just keep at it. Just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. But how many pictures are you getting sent to you a week now, you think?
So I've actually, like, I listed five here that I wanted to mention because there seems to be five that are so popular that I just can't post them because it happens so much. It's like spinach, parsley, cauliflower, asparagus, and artichoke. So those I probably get like one of each a day, like if not every other day.
Like people just like misspelling it.
Those are just like the most common. I'd say like usable posts I get probably like.
Wait,
five
hold on,
to
Matt.
Six.
Hold on, Matt. Jeffy, quick, spell cauliflower. Quick.
C A U L I F O W E R.
You forgot the L.
You forgot the L, but it's all good. We'll put you online.
Dude, I have to write it out.
It'd have been cauliflower. Fowler.
Yeah, whatever. It's been close enough. People would have got it.
Like, Mike, quick, spell parsley. Now, do it.
Oh, P A R. S-L-E-Y.
Shit, is that right?
Yeah, I had to look it up, too.
Oh, no, there's no E. Is there, isn't it just L-Y, or is it parsley? Is there an E-Y?
I don't know. L-E-Y.
L-E-Y,
it's L-E-Y, yeah.
Ooh. L-E-Y.
I think. Isn't
man, it? And I didn't even have a spell check. Like... Spell check's my first. I didn't use it. Wow. Shit, gets you smart. Spell check makes you smart.
That's right. So those are the ones you get the most,
Matt. Blue tape doesn't have spell
check. You get those the most. Parsley, cauliflower. What about broccoli? You get a lot of broccoli?
I think that would be a close, like, next, but I don't get quite as much as the others. And I think those are just staple dishes that are probably in every single kitchen ever, you know?
Dude, the one that had me the most was the guy who wrote meat bowls. B-O-L-S.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Meatballs, huh? Hey.
Hey, the meatballs.
You know what's funny about that? That one actually is from my restaurant. And that guy, and, you know, I'm kind of skeptical sometimes. Like, I didn't want the prep cooks to know that I was doing that because I didn't want them to, like, purposely try to misspell it.
Mm-hmm.
But so this guy has no idea, right? It's the same guy. I know exactly who it is. And even to this day, like 6 weeks later, like we still have those on our menu, and there'll be a fresh batch, a brand new label spelled the same exact way. And it's always funny to me. Every time, it's like.
You guys got to put that on your menu.
Yeah,
spell it.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. You got to spell it that way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, does anybody else laugh at it? I mean, does anybody else realize that, like, do the guys, I guess, here's the question. The prep cooks, do they do it on purpose? Do they realize it's funny?
No, they have no idea. That's how I'm pretty sure they think it's spelled.
Oh, man. It's phonics, bro. They're not spelling stuff because they know how to spell. They're spelling it because they're sounding it out. It's the same way my daughter spells.
They're phonetically doing it without, properly.
And it's the best when they have a really heavy accent because they're like, I had a guy that worked for me in my kitchen and he wrote, I couldn't figure out what it was. It was C-O-N-B-I-F. Conbiff, and I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I couldn't figure it out. I was on the prep list. I was freaking out. And then my other chef came in and he's like, dude, sound it out. Conbiff. I was like, oh, corned beef. Oh, I was like, oh.
My favorite one ever, honestly, and actually this one got the most likes out of any other photo was it was a pepper jack goat cheese. And they wrote G-O-C-H-I-S, goat cheese.
Goat cheese.
That shit had me dying.
I don't know. Dude, I just opened up your account. I'm looking right now. I want to come in there and have some avocado. That sounds delicious. Some avocado.
Avocado.
A-V-A-C-O-D-A. Avocado.
Avocado.
Or some,
fruit or vegetable.
You also fruit could get a vegetable. Side of Gruyere. What the fuck?
Yeah, Gruyere. If it's with Gruyere, it's a vegetable. If it's not, it's a fruit.
Gotcha. I like sometimes when they apologize, like the one you've got on here from a couple hours ago. Oops, sorry. Rutabaga.
Rutabaga. Yeah, it leaves so many questions. Like, did they spell it wrong the first time and they were asked to correct it?
Right. Why is he sorry?
I didn't know how to spell that either, though, honestly. I had to look it up. I don't think any of us know how to spell that.
R-U-T-E... No, wait. Ruta. R-U-T-A-B-E-G-A.
No.
No.
Ah, come
with
on.
A D? It's with a D, I believe?
I think there's a G
it's like
in there.
You brought it up, right? What is...
Spell Colonel.
C-O-L-O... Colonel.
Colonel.
Colonel. Yeah, it's like Colonel. Yeah, exactly. It's like weird.
Yeah. Dude, so what's some of your favorites? What's been your favorite, like, two or three posts you've done since you started the account?
Man, I got one. It was, like, a picture of smoked salmon, and they wrote smoke, S-M-O-K, and then they wrote literally the word semen. Just, like, smoke semen.
I mean,
salt.
That one's
smoky.
Right there. There was a crab dip that they wrote crap dip. Okay. That sounded pretty yummy.
Well, maybe that guy was just really shitty at making it.
It probably it sounds crappy.
That's crap dip. What can I say? It's crap.
I'm a fan of the Gorgonzola Chesse and all the hearts on the label. That's pretty funny.
I get cheese a lot. Honestly, cheese is a tough one for cooks for some reason.
Because it's the shittiest.
It's a three E's, I think.
Well, monster cheese. What's
monster cheese?
Yeah.
Munster?
Munster, sorry. Yeah. And we label stuff wrong too in our house, but we just put labels for the first letter of the product it's supposed to be, and we're like, honey, what's this N mean? What is this? What is this?
Well, that's all right.
It doesn't work. It's really hard.
I also like the Wafu batter. That's pretty nice.
Wafu.
W A F F O O B A T T E R. You guys have to check out this account at Blue Tape Times. So fucking funny. It literally
picks us up at Wafu House.
Well, I think the fun part about an account like this is it's fun to see all the hysterical things people say, but it's also fun to, you know, kind of put a name and a voice behind it. And you know, it's a guy in a kitchen who's posting this stuff, Matt. That's the fun part to me.
I agree with you, man, 100%.
Dude, how long have you been in the business?
Awesome. Man, I've been in the restaurant business 10 years. I'm 27, so I'm still a young guy, but. I've done a lot. I actually went to culinary school myself, and then when I graduated, I realized that I wanted to make some money, so I got the fuck out of the back of the house, started managing the front, and I've been a GM and bar manager and done some consulting. Ultimately, want to open my own restaurant someday.
Nice. So what are you at now? What's your position now?
Right now, I'm actually just bartending at this restaurant, to be honest with you. I had never worked anywhere with a liquor program, and I wanted to learn how to set that up, and I got to go through the process of applying for a liquor license, which in California is a complete nightmare. So it was kind of super beneficial to, like, learn all that stuff, and I mean, we just got it a month or two ago.
It's like driving on the 405 in California. It's a nightmare.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Can you say what restaurant you're at?
I don't want to mention what restaurant I work at,
okay.
But I will say that the head chef at Chef Richard Rea gave me permission to give him a shout out, and that's all I want to mention.
All right, okay. There you go.
Cool.
I'm sure he posted the restaurant on his account, though, dude.
Nah, man, never. Been really cautious about that. I just didn't want to single anyone out. I had, to be honest with you guys, gotten some hate DMs. So I really try to make sure I'm not singling out anyone with my photos and try to make sure it's just staying true to the brand, like being funny
come
and
on. You gotta tell
a culinary
us one of the hate DMs. We got to hear one of the hate messages.
Well, I mean, obviously when you're dealing with a lot of like Latino workers and
is all the sentences misspelled and punctuation off too or no?
No.
Jeffy, I had high hopes for that if you would start laughing and you didn't. It was a swing and a miss. I really, like, I was like going.
I think that went over my head too, man.
Well, all right. Sorry. I just thought that they send you messages. It's probably misspelled as well.
Well, it's not them that's sending me the message. It's like, it's just random, you know, haters, like, saying, like, this is like a classist or ableist account. I have gotten a few of those, so I try to make sure that.
And that's what they're hitting you with.
For example, I get a lot of photos with people that are in the photo. And if you notice any of my posts,
yeah, you don't show people.
You never see anyone, because I am aware of that fact, and I want to make sure that we're not, you know, honestly, if you're upset about the account, like, you're a bitch straight up. Like, it's
right.
It's a non-issue, but at the same time, like, I want to be respectful and kind of keep it true and building this community of chefs that just, you know, when you know, type of thing. That's kind of the goal.
No doubt about it. Well, Lou, check it out, man.
Yeah.
This is our super secret Makeup Tuesday show. So, people are going to get this in their, on their downloads tomorrow. We didn't really put it out that we're doing the show tonight, but dude, I'd love to have you on regularly and kind of give us your update of what your favorite, like, top three things that have been sent to you as far as blue tape goes. It'd be so fun to hear it, man.
I'd be honored, man. That sounds awesome. Thank you so much again for having me, guys.
Dude, you're awesome, man. I love talking to new chefs, especially across the country, man. Got lots of good brothers out there in California, man. I think I just made another one, so we appreciate you taking the time to come on.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Best of luck to you finishing up your last season here in the last couple of weeks of the season here in the Hamptons.
That's fucking a lot of work.
Yeah. You're almost there.
Almost there, brother.
Hey, but check it out, Matt. Almost I don't know if you heard the first part of the show tonight, Matt. I was at this bar. Oh, it's not really a bar. I was at this place Sunday night because I got off Sunday night. And I made it to one of the Real Housewives of New York, Bethany Frankel. I was on her Instagram story. So I'm...
No way.
I'm all done with life now. Everything's happy.
That's so random, but awesome.
We're going to kill him tomorrow.
But dude, you don't even know. I'm a 250-pound, 6'3", like, dude with a blue mohawk. Like, I'm really hard to miss. I'm at this place, which is all, like, models and shit, where I'm hanging out. And I'm standing up with a beer like I'm going to eat everybody like I'm Godzilla. It's fucking hysterical. I'll DM you the picture. It's fucking ridiculous, bro.
Please do.
Hey, man, nice to meet you. Jeffy, give him one more plug so we can know where to find him. We're going to push you
absolutely
a lot.
Absolutely, at Blue Tape Times. You want to check him out. He's dropping lots of content. It's awesome. Give him a follow. Keep up on what's happening in the Blue Tape Times.
Dude, such a funny account to follow, man. Literally, I look at your account before bed every night. You and me spend time together. It's very nice.
That's amazing, man. I'm going to keep it up just for you.
It's so nice.
I love it. All right, Matt, listen, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you on down the road.
All right, thank you so much, guys. Take care.
See you, buddy.
There Take care, goes. Man.
There he goes. That's Matt Gordon from Blue Tape Times. He's a pretty cool guy, right?
Absolutely. I love that guy. We got to have him come back with some more good ones.
Yeah, that dude's great, man. Mike, did you see the account? Did you look it up while we were talking?
No, not yet, no. I'll check it out tomorrow. I got some ideas for that, though. I'm going to send him a few things.
Mike, while I got you on here, man, I thought it'd be fun to go through a couple of things with you. Now we're trying to shit talk anybody, but food and wine.
Oh.
By the way, you check out Plum Love Foods Live. It's Chef Jeffy, Chef Plum. We got Mike Stye from Ergo Chef joining us tonight. We just got done talking to our new friend over at Blue Tape Times in California, where he posts awesome content on Instagram about labels, man. Jeffy, Food and Wine posted their list of the best chef's knives in different categories. Did you see this yet, Jeff, or no?
I haven't yet. I'm going to look it up right now.
I was going to read it off to Mike and kind of get some feedback from a knife maker just to kind of see what you think. Mike, you cool with that?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'll hear it. I have too many comments.
So basically what happens is it's an article, Food and Wine, respected magazine. I'll give it to you. They talk about the steel of the knife. You know, they say a softer steel alloy like those used in German may be traditional, but can be less sharp and get dull a little bit faster. Does that sound right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So they could I guess go they dull. Call it the Rockwell hardness scale to measure the softness and hardness of steel. Is that right, Mike?
Yes, that's true.
Can you explain that at all? Do you know anything about that?
Well, just think of Rockwell hardness. The low end would be like a 53 Rockwell for a blade, really cheap. Probably very quickly heat treated blades, so they're tend to be the cheaper blades, but they go up to about 63 Rockwell for a really hard Japanese VG10, or there's a bunch of way more advanced steels than even VG10 that they use. But yeah, the Rockwell hardness is anywhere between 53 to usually 58 on standard kitchen knives you'd buy in a store, in a standard kitchen store. So you want to stay over 56.
Something like my Pro Series at on that scale.
About 57 Rockwell.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's great for edge retention and easy to maintain. Once you get over to 60 and above 60, it's a little bit more difficult to get an edge on the blade, and you got to take a whetstone to it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Dude, Jeff, do you know about that? I feel like I just learned something.
I knew a little bit about that, but not a lot. I'm learning as we're going here, because this is...
Well, it says
filling in holes for me.
It says here you should bring a bag of overripe tomatoes with you to the knife store. If they won't let you test the knives, walk out. You won't really know which knife you like and best until you try to slice an overripe tomato. So, Mike, if I walk into the shop and bring an overripe bag of tomatoes, will you let me start cutting?
Seriously, says that?
Yeah, that's what it says. I'm not lying.
That is the best thing to test the knife's sharpness. And it only tests the razor sharpness. And any knife out of the box should be razor sharp and be able to cut a super ripe tomato. If it doesn't, they didn't sharpen it right at the factory. So that doesn't tell you anything about how long the blade is going to last. It just tells you, you could take a razor that cuts your face and it's all stainless steel. It's super razor sharp and it'll cut a tomato probably better than most knives, but it's not going to hold an edge. And when it goes, you put an edge back on, it's just going to go, the edge is going to fade out real quick. So, it's a way to test the knife right out of the box. Make sure it's super razor sharp when you get it, great. But after that, you have to know something about knives and steel to make sure you're getting a good quality product.
Man, that's so interesting. So they rated them on a bunch of different categories and a bunch of different, like best chef's knife, best workhorse, those kind of categories. So I want to read you what they've got on here. All right, Mikey?
Sure.
Now, before I get to that, let me ask you this, Mike. So you see something like this, you see Food & Wine magazine. Do you think these knives paid to be a part of this, Mike, or were they actually chosen by Food & Wine?
I'm not sure. You know, so in most cases, I bet you they were probably chosen, and most of the names are probably from big, well-known companies that have been around for 30, 40, 50, 100 years. I could probably definitely guess a few of the brands that would be on there. Since we're a smaller brand, family owned, operated, and not exploited everywhere yet, we're probably not on the list. I didn't see that write up yet, so I don't know if we actually made anything, but.
Well, I'll tell you what they got on here right now. So best overall knife is the Mack MTH-80 Professional Series 8-inch Chef Knife with Dimples. I've never heard of Mack knives. Have you, Mike?
Yes. They use great steel. It's a great knife. Yeah, Mack knives.
Like high-end knife?
I would say they're good stuff. $80 to $150 for a chef knife. Yeah, it's a great knife. Their steel has cobalt in it. It's the same steel I'm thinking of. So it's a little bit harder and it can be more brittle, but it really holds an edge really well. So that's all I know about Mack knives. I don't know a lot, but that's definitely one that's great quality. Been around a while. Yeah,
and they say this knife is on. The best place to get this knife, they say, is Amazon.com. You guys do a lot of business with Amazon.
We do. We have our knives up on Amazon and available. They do pretty well on there because, I mean, everybody checks it out, right? That's the one spot everybody looks to see what's available and what the price points are, and then they go, maybe they go to their local stores and check them out too, and hopefully they're buying from local as well, because I just think the Amazon's the big, you know, they're getting a lot of business, and the small guys that have all the knowledge of the stuff and show it to the consumer and have the great knives in their stores, they need some love too, and some sales. So
yeah,
I don't know. That's how we started. We started with the small shops, and we're still in some small shops, but most of the stuff now, to be honest with you, is online in different stores. You know, from Wayfair to House to Amazon. Some people sell some stuff of ours on eBay. So it's all over, but yeah.
Damn. That's interesting, man. So the next category they got, Jeffy, is best tough workhorses, right?
Jeffy.
No, you're not the workhorse. You're the injured horse right now.
Workhorses.
It says the Wusthof Classic 8-inch Cook's Knife and the Henkel's International Classic 8-inch Chef's Knife. I mean, those are pretty standard knives, I think.
And the Ergo Chef Pro Series 8-inch Chef Knife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in 2011, so in 2011, our Pro Series was rated right next to Wusthof, Henkel, and Kershaw in Consumer Reports. So that's a good
thing. That was it, really?
Yes. Yep.
Wow, that's pretty dope.
November 2011.
Look, let me ask you this, man. So things, knives like Henkel's and Wusthof, I mean, they're pretty similar, aren't they?
Yeah, I find the difference with those two knives is the Henkel has more of a flat blade on it, and the Wusthof has a little more of a rocking blade. That's the steel is slightly different too. I mean, it's obviously both German made when you get the quality product from Wusthof and Henkel.
Yeah.
Unless you get a Henkel Bob Kramer, which is $300 for one chef knife, and has some exotic Japanese steel or something in it.
Yep. That was my first knife, was the Henkel's. I had my first set of knives was the Henkel's.
Yeah,
I think my brother had those too. He had F Dick. You ever hear about F Dick?
Oh yeah, I got some F Dicks. My big cleaver's an F Dick. My bone splitter.
Was that a culinary school issued set, or no?
No, I actually didn't go to culinary school, but I bought someone's culinary set on eBay. For like $150, like it was like 40 knives for $150 or something.
Damn, really? Good knives?
Wow. Yeah.
And I got a whole pastry kit that came from the culinary school down in Florida. I can't remember the name of it. And the funny thing is it had somebody's initials, JK, on all the knives. Were like carved on every one of the like handles, and on the knives had them all punched in. It was kind of funny.
Yep.
See, that's why I'd be awesome if your name was Jeffy King.
Yeah. I was always joking, is what I'd say.
Just joking.
So it says it's a best knife if you live near a good sharpener. So I'm guessing the knife doesn't hold an edge very long. It's a Mizuno UX10 Gyuto. Gyutou. You ever heard of that knife, Mike?
Gyuto. It's just a Japanese name, really, for a chef knife.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe.
Mizuno, I mean. You ever heard of that brand?
Mizuno. I think I have. It's vague, but... Yeah, there's so many brands, but yeah, that Globals come with a package. Yeah.
So Mizuno, the UX10, I got it for $189, $179 on. It looks like a basic chef knife on Amazon. So there you go. It says
it is.
The next one is the best lightweight knife. We all know where this is going. It's the Global.
Global.
Yep.
Yeah.
G2. Classic series. I don't know how I feel about those. I had a Global knife and I hated it.
What I say about that? I say a knife is a personal thing and everyone has to try the knives out. I mean, when people come into Ergo Chef, I say, look, we have three different lines. They fit differently, or four different lines. Actually, five now with guys' knives. And so they all fit different in your hand and they're all designed slightly different and balanced different. So you really have to try them out and see what's for you. And if none of them fit your hand well and you don't think they're great, then I don't want you buying my knife. Right. But everyone has, it's so personal. So everyone's hand's different in shape, but I can never get into a thin, really light knife. It was just, it didn't feel like there was anything in my hand, and I needed to feel it. I need to be able to take control of it. And then when you push down on anything hard, if you have a really, for me, the handle's really a little bit too thin or pointed in any way, it just digs into your hand. If you're trying to cut a butternut squash or some harder vegetables, it doesn't do justice for your hand, at least for my hand. So everybody's got their own personal opinion on how they want to cook.
Yeah, slice. I agree more. I mean, that's I definitely couldn't agree more. Once you find a knife that fits your hand good, that's what's up. You know, and you feel good with it.
Yeah.
The final category here from Food & Wine's list of best chef knives is the best value category. And it's got the Mercer Culinary Resistance 8-inch Forged Chef Knife available on Amazon.com. I'm looking at this knife right now. It's $34 on Amazon. I mean, it's just a basic chef knife, you know? Jeff, you ever had a Mercer knife?
Yeah, I have, they discontinued the series. I bought them for my wife because they were, like, pretty. They had, like, these wooden handles and had, like, some sort of, like, tree or something on the side of it, like, other knife. And I bought them for, like, they had a block. I remember they were on, like, on sale somewhere, and I got them for Amber. And they were nice. They were nice at the house for a bunch of years. But, I mean.
Cool.
What about you, Mikey?
Yeah, I've heard of them. They are actually in a lot of culinary schools.
Yep.
They're locked into many culinary schools for kits.
You know, and they're also like the Cisco knife. Like, if you order a knife from Cisco, it's probably a Mercer, right? Or like a U.S. food service.
No, they have their own brands, too, but...
Those are those Sandy Softs or whatever. Those, like...
Sandy Softs. That's a little different, yeah.
It's interesting, man. You know, we got to get Ergo into one of these lists, and let's see what these people say about it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised.
I think so. They just got to give us a shot, that's all. It takes a lot to get in the limelight to have a shot. You have to be everywhere, and we're not quite everywhere yet, but we're getting there.
No,
someday.
You're definitely getting there.
Building an empire takes a while.
Hey, Rome listen, was a day. When you guys first showed me your knives, I was like, eh, I don't want to use this like curved knife. What am I doing? I was using a Shun like 12-inch chef knife or whatever, 10-inch chef knife.
That's right. That was through Justin, right? I met you through Justin the Taste of Danbury.
what's her name? The girl. I can't think of her name. She was part of the Danbury Chamber of Commerce or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's killing me. I can't think of her name right now. Anyway, and so I got one from you, and I haven't looked back since.
Sweet. Well, thank you. Thanks.
And then we became buddies, and... You know.
Yeah, at some point we got to get together and jam. On a different note, you know, play some music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeffy's one of the best vocalists ever to live on the planet.
Jeff, you got to come down then. My uncle's a good vocalist, actually. I know we could always use better vocalists or more vocalists, I should say. And Plum, I know you're a vocal master, and you got some skills on the bass, I hear, and then a little bit on the drum.
A little drums,
drum department. You know,
I think the last time we played together, I was singing a little bit.
Okay, cool. This past Saturday, I was jamming on the bass. It was fun.
Man. We got to do that too, and we got to plan another event as well. But check it out, you guys. If you haven't done so yet, yeah. Make sure. You check out Ergo Chef Knives. You hear me talk about them every single week. If you don't take my word for it, listen to Mikey. Check him out. But listen, get a knife from him. If you hate it, email Mike, and he'll take it back. I promise you, you're not going to hate it. That's how confident I am.
Actually, you know, in September, we're starting 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like a knife you buy, we're going to pay to ship it back to us.
Wow.
60 days you got to test it, and then you can ship it back to us if you don't like it, or you know, we'll send you a label to ship it back to us and give you a refund.
I mean, that's what we call it, right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
We're calling it out now because there's too many people that haven't tried our stuff because they think they're skeptical, and we're like, you know what? We got to get it in their hand, because once it's in their hand and they used it for a week, they're going to be like, this is my go-to knife. We've had so many people say that to us after they use it, and we just have to take that plunge, you know? I mean, if we get some returns, you're going to get some, but for the majority of it, they'll keep it and love it. So,
Ergo Chef Knives. Check them out at ErgoChefKnives.com. ErgoChef.com, excuse me. Jeffy, you use them. I use them. I know all our friends here on the program use them. Dan does. Dave does. Everybody does, Jeffy, right?
Hell yeah.
The only person that doesn't out of our group is Robbie. We got to get Robbie a knife.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. We'll dig it, for sure. We'll get him. I'll take care of him. We'll get him a knife.
You always take care of everybody. Absolutely. Man. You're a good guy. And listen, we just went through a knife list of knives. You didn't shit talk anybody.
You can't. I mean, they're all legit in their own right, and they have their own design that they love. And it's just every, like I said, man, everybody has their thing with knives. You got to find one that you like and go for it, man. Use it. The best, most important thing is use them and keep them sharp. And if you don't know how to use your knives properly, go to a Knife Skills 101 class with Plum and myself. Actually, if you're in Danbury. And we do another one. It's the best thing in the world. Didn't we have a good time doing that class? And so many people learned how to do all the cuts.
Yeah, we had a great time. We sold some knives too. It was really fun.
And then people ended up buying some knives that they were using. Yeah.
I mean, but it that's was... not what it was, the whole thing was about, though. It was about knife skills. No. But people ended up in the end. You know, it's good. You gave them a great discount too. It was a fun thing to do.
It is fun. Yeah, I like doing that a lot. It's a good class.
And just we're having to help a food people. Fight coming up in October. We got to make this happen.
Well, we got to talk about that. Yeah, definitely. It's coming up quick. Yeah. I'll be gone for the first 2 weeks of October. I'm gonna be in California. Actually, I might go see your boy down there. I might have to go see Matt at his restaurant.
There you go. You're gonna go see
a guy? I'm not sure if I'm going up north, but we'll see. Maybe.
There you go.
I got to work it out. I'm trying to work the plans for the couple weeks. So.
Well, guys, you haven't done so yet. Jeff, give him a little plug for Ergo Man before we get Mike out of here.
You want to check him across all social media platforms at @ErgoChefKnives. You can't miss out on these guys. You got to go check them out. You got to see the stuff they're making. You got to check out the knife, the Guy Fieri bottle test. If you haven't checked that out and seen that, that made that. I mean, not that I wasn't a believer, but it really solidified the fact that I needed that in my knife roll.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Mike, you're the man, brother. You have open door policy. You're here whenever, welcome whenever you want, brother.
Yeah, and we got your discount still live too. So anyone wants anything, you get that 15 on free.
Promo code Plum on there. Use the promo code Plum. Get yourself some great gear made by even better people, man. Ergo Chef. Check them out at ergochef.com. Mike,
thanks, man.
We appreciate it, brother.
Hey, thanks, brothers. Hey, we'll take care, guys. Soon, have a good night.
Take care, brother.
Take care, bro.
Talk to you.
See ya. There he goes.
Peace.
Jeffy, one of the best good brothers on the planet. Mike Stye from Ergo Chef. Love that guy.
Coolest knife dude around.
Yeah, no doubt.
Always a pleasure to talk to him. Knowledgeable, he's hilarious, and he's a musician. Can't get enough.
Yeah, and he makes knives. Like he's a freaking good person.
He makes badass knives and they're comfortable. That's the thing that blows me away. They're not just are they badass and are they super sharp? But they feel really good in your hand. Like you sold me on that. You told me to work with that knife for the weekend, and I did. And it really, I was like, well,
yeah, that's it. Right?
I need Ergo Chef knives. They're just really. I even had Yair using mine, and he was like, I totally see what you're talking about. Like it's just like
nice.
the way it has their patented curve there. It's really awesome.
It makes a difference, man. It makes a big old difference. So big shout out to Mike for coming on the program tonight, Ergo Chef. And, of course, shout out to our new good brother, Matt Gordon, over there at Blue Tape Times. He's a funny guy. If you guys are checking this show out, it's a Tuesday night. That's right. So you're getting this show on a Wednesday morning. It's a magical, magical new show for you. Me and Jeffy are making up. It's a makeup Tuesday for last Thursday or whatever you call it.
Too busy for Thursday Tuesday.
There you go. That's what we got. But that doesn't mean, ladies and gentlemen, that you're not going to get a Thursday program from your boys right here. We do have a great Thursday program. Yeah. Jeffy, who's on the program with us?
Oh, we're going to have Tony Reed from Spiceology this week on the program this Thursday. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about their kick-ass giveaway about spices and about life.
Jeffy, did you hear about this giveaway?
I heard about this giveaway. This giveaway is incredible.
Spiceology is teamed up with your boys here at Plum Love Foods Live, and they are going to give away a whole new spice makeover. That means all the spices that you own, you donate them, and Spiceology is going to replace all of them with new stuff. And probably get some other cool products in there as well. I know Tony, I know it's not just going to be, he's going to throw extra stuff in there. That's what he does.
Yeah. Dare I say it'll be better.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So check that out right there. Go to the Instagram, @Chef_Plum. Check out the Instagram feed. You'll see the picture there. Just follow the instructions. It's super easy to be entered. And literally, whoever enters, we go on the page, on the post, and we scroll up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, and then we say stop, and we pick a person's name, and we double-check to make sure they've done everything. They follow Spiceology, they follow me, and they subscribe to the radio program. And then,
if you DM Jeff at 4KingChef private pictures, I mean, that probably helps your chances.
Last time.
I mean, that doesn't help?
No, we don't want people sending you things. Like, you, look, you're going to get – angry emails like Matt. Like, Matt gets angry DMs. I don't want you to get those.
Man, no one hates on anything. I don't get any hate mail. I want hate mail.
No more hate mail. We don't need any hate mail, Jeffy. Come on. You're too nice of a guy to have hate mail.
It's all love, I guess.
It's all love. That's all.
I was just saying, like, if you want to hedge your bets, you send me your pictures, and, you know, we'll work this out.
Hedge your bets. Big shout-out to Ergo Chef. Big shout-out to Matt over at Blue Tape Times. Jeffy, big shout-out to you, my good friend.
Review and subscribe to this show if you can. Get on there.
Get on it. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. See you guys Thursday. Peace.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.